We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
I want to read you several verses here in the 33rd Psalm. I want you to notice these verses very carefully. There is no king saved by the multitude of hosts. A mighty man is not delivered by much strength. An horse is a vain thing for safety. Neither shall he deliver any by his great strength. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Now notice closely. The psalmist says here, very definitely and very clearly, that there's no hope in material things, that our hope is somewhere else. Now, we talk about strength. We say a nation should be strong, and it should be strong. I believe in a big army and a big navy. I believe we should build the strongest army and the strongest navy it's possible to build, war or no war. I believe in all that. I'm not discrediting strength of the right kind. But men are not saved by military strength. Nations in the past had military strength. Rome had military power. Pagan Rome controlled the world, but look at the fall of Rome. What made Rome fall? Rome looked to the things that were material. Material things for success. Now here we read about a horse. Horse for strength. You think of cavalry, marching armies, great armies, you know, marching. But that didn't save them. No nation's ever been saved by any material thing. Now let's remember that. People always say, "Well, you've got to have material things." Well, that's all right. You have to have food and raiment. Yes, I know. But you know, you have a God that knows that too. God knows that. God knows more about what you need than you know yourself. And the Bible says, "My God shall supply all your need according to riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Now we've been saying over and over again about this is the greatest nation in the world, the mightiest nation in the world is the United States, and I think that's generally understood. Miraculous things have happened in our country. When I think how this country's grown in my lifetime, we've gone through two world wars, and the developments of this country, what's going on, and it's so easy to see things. All right, now the news of the world comes into your home over radio or television. You sit there. You don't have to go out of the house anymore to get anything. Great shows, great everything comes right there to your home. There you are, see. Great music. You hear a great gospel sermon, too, on the radios. I thank God for all the gospel messages that get out over the air. The gospel's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, whether you preach it in church on Sunday morning or whether you preach it on the radio. It's the message itself that has the power to do the business. But you know, you can look at these skyscrapers and cities. You can look at these great things that tower above your homes that bring in the radio programs and television programs, all that. And you go ahead and think about the material development. But that won't save America. That won't deliver this country. That's not our hope. Our hope's not in television and in radio and in comforts. If we had kept our spiritual growth apace with our material growth, what a nation we'd have had. The trouble is we've grown materially without growing spiritually. We've grown religiously without growing in a Christian sense. We've lost so much of the old rugged Christianity we used to have. We've got a soft religion today as we've grown soft in other ways, see. But most of us are soft, you know. We've grown soft. We've been so comfortable. Very few people don't walk anywhere anymore. They get in the car and ride. They have the comforts of life. So we're looking around for material things, and we are propping on that which is material. That's not going to save America. That can destroy America. Military strength can't save America. Germany tried that. Other nations have tried that. They never will save a military strength. That's not the hope of the world. Let's understand it. Now, it's all right to have an army. We should build our defenses strong. Don't misunderstand me. But that's not our hope. Our hope is in God. It's when you take your attention off of God and focus your attention on something else and look for deliverance from that something else, that's a dangerous time in the life of a nation and the life of an individual. You take that farmer that had that great crop he made, you know, we read about in the Bible, Jesus told about. The man was a good, honest, hard-working farmer. Nothing wrong with him. He took care of his land. He cultivated. That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. He should have done it. And when he made his crop, he gathered it in and put it in the barns. He didn't have barns big enough. He built big ones and brought in and saved the crop. Put all of that and stored it up. And then he went out on the front porch and sat down. Didn't say a word about God. Didn't mention what God had done. He said, I've done so and so. I've laid up in store plenty to eat. I have all this. I'm able to do it. I can afford it. See? If he'd have been a modern man, he'd have said, I'm going to buy a television. My wife wants one. Get a radio set. And I'm going to have another car, too. My car's getting a little old. I've got plenty. Why shouldn't I have a nice car? And why shouldn't I have all these things and buy my wife a fur coat? He didn't think about that. If he'd been a modern man, he thought about what he had. He said, take it easy. Whenever you get away, you begin to take it easy, see, because you have something. That's a dangerous time. The dangerous time in life is when you can take it easy in any particular. That's a dangerous time in an institution. You know, I always tell them out here at Bob Jones University that God's been good to this school. He blessed it and prospered it and led it in the most miraculous way. But, you know, whenever you get away, you just begin to say, well, I'm no use to worry about anything. We're getting along all right. See, just take it easy. Take it easy, you say. All right, you go take it easy and something's going to happen to you. Always happens. Lean upon something you have, past successes, achievements, or great organization. You remember that church over Revelation that said, we're rich. We've got a great denomination. We've got the biggest machine in the world. We've just got everything on earth. God says you are naked and poor. You haven't got anything. Naked and poor. Poor church. Big role, big buildings, fine machinery and all that, and you haven't got anything. Now, there wasn't anything wrong in having a big church and a big organization, except they looked to that thing for deliverance, see? They looked to the church. Do you take the average advertisement in church page on Sunday, see? You don't see Jesus Christ getting much space. It's always a church, see? Church, church, church. Go to church. You've got to have a church in this country. Church will save us. The church won't save you at all. The church never saved anybody. Jesus Christ does the saving. And when you get to overemphasizing churchianity, you are not helping the world. Why, the parts of the world where church is today are strongest. They have trouble. Ecclesiasticism is very strong in Italy. There are more communists in Italy today per capita than any other country in the world, they tell me. And they've got the greatest ecclesiastical organization in Italy in the world. And more communism there than they have anywhere else. You've got unrest all over Spain. And they have strong ecclesiasticism over there. Churches don't save people. God Almighty is the hope of the world. And the church, when it gets to depend on itself, ceases to be an instrument of God. It becomes an instrument in itself, see? It looks to itself rather than God Almighty, whom it should serve, see? You see how it goes? And we get where we look to things, and we look to this, and we look to bigness, we look to something else. We look to human strength, and that's not our hope. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. That's God looking down on those folks. You know the man that's worth most to your town? Now listen. The man, after all's done and said, in your town that's worth most to you is not always the richest man. We usually say that man gives jobs to people, he's a wealthy man. That's not always so. The man that's worth most to your town is a man that God keeps his eye on. That's a man worth most to your town. The man in this town that God looks down and said, he's a good man. He fears me. You know, God Almighty is under a little obligation to the community where the man lives. See? You ever stop thinking about it? God said, yonder's a good man down there in Greenville. He's a good man. I see him. He's loyal. He fears God. He hopes in my love and mercy. I suppose maybe I better... Oh, you listen to me, you sinners. You don't know what you owe to the good people in your town. You listen to me. You don't know the debts you owe to the good people in your town. Remember that now. And when I say good people, I'm talking about people that fear God. People that have a heavenly vision. People that look to God instead of things. That look not to materialistic things and to the strength of horses and machinery and equipment. But when people look to God for help, they're the hope. They're our only hope. And let's remember, behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their souls from death and to keep them alive in famine. Now, have you ever stopped thinking about that? God Almighty, as long as he has good children of his in this world, is going to let something grow somewhere so he'll have something to eat, see? He's going to sort of take care of some of them till that work's done. You know, before the flood came, God Almighty had to get an ark to save Noah. Flood got so bad, he said, the world's so bad. He said, I got one man down there, I can't let him drown. I'll take care of him and his family, and I'll let him know what I'm going to do. See? And back in those days, back there, you know, when Enoch walked with God in the wicked age when the lights were dim, and one day God said, I'll have to take him up here with me. He's too good to be down there, that craft. He walks with me in a wicked age when lights are dim. Many women, let me tell you something. You better get your eye on God. You have no idea what may come. Maybe good, calm truce in the world. Maybe no fighting war. May have a period of peace. We don't know. But we do know one thing. We know if we are saved, God's going to have to save us. We know that the army won't save us, the navy won't save us, and atomic bombs won't save us. But God's our hope. And let's look to God for help, because there is no help anywhere else. And let's be true to him. Our Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful and true, to lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And may he lead us, Christian people, like a shepherd leads his sheep in the way he'd have us go. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.